You're listening to the News and Music program on Kansas City Radio and Television Station, and now welcome to our English news. Yesterday afternoon, Vice Chairman of Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee Trung Việt Trường and leaders of the party building committees, departments of the city and Bình Thủy District came to give their gifts to 100 people who are policy classified families and households in difficult circumstances in Bùi Hữu Nghĩa Ward. Vietnam Fatherland Front from the central to local levels has mobilized with the state budget to support poor, near poor households and people in extremely difficult circumstances, with nearly 7,500,000 gifts worth over 4,532 billion Vietnam dong. Particularly, the Standing Committee of the Vietnam Fatherland Front and the Mobilization Committee of the Central Fund for the Poor have deducted 17,042 million Vietnam dong to give 13,430 gifts to poor near poor households and households in extremely difficult circumstances. The Vice Chairman of Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee also appreciated the great care taken by Cantor so that no one is left behind. Also yesterday afternoon, Vice Chairman of Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee Trung Việt Trường visited and offered their wishes to official civil servants and employees of Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee of Cantor City on the occasion of the Lunar New Year 2025. Here, Chairman of Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee of Cantor City Nguyễn Trung Nhân informed about the outstanding results in the work of the city front over the past time. Vice Chairman of Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee Trung Việt Trường acknowledged and appreciated the results achieved by the city's front system in the past year and noted that the city's front at all levels continues to promote their role in gathering the great unity of the whole nation, promptly advised the party committees and authorities to better implement the party's guidelines and policies, state laws, especially advising on protests to take care of social security, striving to have no poor households in the city by April 30th, and by the end of the third quarter of 2025, the city will complete the program to remove temporary and dilapidated houses, to make achievements to welcome the party congresses at all levels for 2025-2030 term. Yesterday afternoon, Cantor City's Association of the Blind coordinated with Hoàng Pháp Pagoda to organize gift-giving for members in difficult circumstances on the occasion of Lunar New Year 2025. The association gave 130 gifts, including rice necessities and 200,000 Vietnam đồng in cash to blind members in Bình Thủy, Phong Điền and Cát Đăng districts. This is a regular practical activity of the association and sponsors every Tết. The gifts contribute to encouraging the visually impaired persons and their families to overcome difficulties in life, welcome the traditional Tết happily and warmly. The Standing Committee of Vietnam Fatherland Front Committee of Thái Lai District, in collaboration with the Bank for Agriculture and Rural Development, or Agribank Cantor Branch, organized the presentation of 160 gifts to households with extremely difficult policies, near poor households, poor Khmer ethnic households, and social beneficiaries in the district on the occasion of the Lunar New Year 2025. Its gift is worth 500,000 Vietnam đồng, including rice and necessities. The above gifts are sponsored by the Bank for Agriculture and Rural Development Cantor Branch with a total amount of 80 billion Vietnam đồng, hereby showing the spirit of mutual affection and sharing with families with extremely difficult backgrounds, near poor households, poor Khmer ethnic households, to celebrate the Spring Festival, welcome the Lunar New Year 2025 joyfully and warmly. On January 24th afternoon, the Department of Transport of Cantor City held a conference to review tasks in 2024 and outline tasks in 2025. In 2024, the city's transport sector handled 135,414 administrative procedures, an increase of 35.68% compared to 2023. During the year, the department was assigned by the City People's Committee to be the investor of 14 traffic projects. 13 projects have approved investment policies, of which 11 projects are under construction. Regarding public passenger transportation, Fujian Bus Charter Company is operating 11 routes in 2024. It transported 113,080 trips, an average of 310 trips a day, an increase of 57.3% over the same period. The work of ensuring traffic safety and managing ports and wharves was strictly implemented. And that's all for now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.